Liberal theology. Now, where'd it come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Now, Ken, I've often heard you oppose liberal theology, but why do you think so many people today take such a liberal approach to the Bible? Why would they accept the Christmas story but reject so much of the rest of the Bible?
You know, you'll find that people who are liberal in their theology will always reject Genesis as literal history. They say it's just myth, a collection of stories that aren't true, but still somehow supposedly teach some sort of truth. Some liberal theologians will even go so far as to reject the virgin birth of Christ in Bethlehem and his resurrection. Now, why do they take such a stand? You know, you'll find that these people start with ideas from outside the Bible. Then they go to the Bible to reinterpret what they believe the verses supposedly mean. In other words, it's man who determines truth, not God. Now, it is important to understand that this is exactly what evolution and millions of years teach. You see, evolution is not just about fossils and ape men and transitional forms and so on. Evolution is a philosophy. It teaches that man without God can determine truth about who he is and where he came from. Man becomes the authority and puts himself as judge over God's word. However, we need to let God's word be the judge of man's word.
Adam had a son named Cain, but where did he find his wife? For the answer, go to our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.